Thank you, Emily. Welcome. My name is Drew Lawrence, and we are going to talk about Vedic astrology and its relationship with Ayurveda today. I want to make it clear that I am not an Ayurvedic practitioner. I don't claim to be, but I am a Vedic astrologer, a Vedic astrological consultant, and I have done this kind of work for some 36 years. I had an awakening at age 19, as probably some of you have had in your life. And at that time, I had to figure out the purpose of my life and figure out what was the spiritual direction or spiritual purpose of my life. And I went on this journey kind of without looking back. There was little option to do something different within my mind, within my heart. So I came upon yoga. This is 1969. And the yoga process. Please, will you take a sheet and fill that out for us, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you. So I came upon the yoga system and began to study yoga and practice meditation and read. I'm an avid reader. And then I decided that, well, if I'm going to learn about this system of philosophy and spirituality, I'm not going to learn secondhand like I would have done in the Catholic Church. Being raised Catholic, I could read translations of the Bible. I didn't know Greek, did not know Hebrew, but I was going to know Sanskrit. So I ended up studying Sanskrit, and I joined an ashram at age 23. I gave up an offer from Warner Brothers Records. I had taken my band to a very high place, one of the top five bands in Canada. Here's your recording contract, Mr. Lawrence. No, I'll pass. Thanks very much. I'll join the ashram. That's what I'll do, and I'll practice yoga and meditation. So that's what I did for the next 5 years. And I studied Sanskrit, and I became a Sanskrit editor on behalf of my guru. And the volumes that were translated and published have been placed in every major university in the world and every major library in the world. So I worked as a Sanskrit editor. So I know something about that from that point of view. Then I began my studies in Vedic astrology from Sanskrit and English, where the English books were available. I didn't never wanted to do charts for anybody. It was never my intention, never my choice. I studied astrology because I learned that I could somehow attract higher souls into the womb to take birth if I did certain rituals, mantras, prayers, not by myself, with my wife, and we could bring higher beings into the world. But you had to know when to do it astrologically. So therefore, I had to learn astrology, and that's why I learned it. But once you know astrology, you can use it for so many things. So then it was more of a demand. Well, would you look at my chart? Tell me about it. And it went from there. So I've been doing astrology now full-time for about 23 years. I have clients around the world. And so I'm going to share a little bit about Ayurveda and Vedic astrology. Veda means what? Knowledge or science. Vedas are books of knowledge and science written in the Sanskrit language. When did they begin? Well, they don't have a beginning because they begin when the creation began. They're actually sciences that are connected to life in general. There was never a written tradition. There was only always an oral tradition. The written tradition only came into being when we became a little duller over time. Now we couldn't remember what we were told. Back then, sages and wise people, you told them once, they remembered forever. All right. Now we have to write then. What's your phone number? Wait, let me get a pen. Can't retain a phone number. So they could retain volumes. So the Vedas really deal with every science under the sun. Everything. But we primarily know them in terms of yoga, reincarnation, self-realization, Vedic astrology, Ayurvedic medicine. So Ayurvedic medicine is arguably the oldest system of medicine on the planet as well. What is so interesting, it's all inextricably linked together. Another area that you may be familiar with is Vastu. How many know about Vastu? Vastu is sacred architecture. It's the science of harmonious spatial relationships when it comes to building. Housing, building. And what you see, is, especially in this country, are all these great manor houses, estates that have been built, you know, back in the day, all according to Vastu principles. That's why they're still standing. And Vastu is the origin of the popular system of, oriental system of feng shui. It comes from the Vedas. So my wife, Kalindi, and I, we also do Vastu consultation for people. And we have been doing that for a few years, but my main focus is astrology. So let us go on a little journey today. These are vast subjects. And we're not going to thoroughly deal with them in 2.5 hours. But we'll do our best to spur your interest, and we'll see how we go. Okay, so the first thing is, we'll start with Ayurveda. We as humans there are three primary doshas. A dosha is like a constitution. We can say a physical constitution, but it's not just physical. It's also emotional. It's also psychological. It's kind of really the whole being. Because a being must be looked at holistically. In Western medicine, they don't always do that. But in Ayurvedic medicine, if you go to an Ayurvedic practitioner, they're going to ask you what the problem is. They're going to take your pulses. There are three pulses, not the pulse you think. They're going to take the Vata pulse, the Pitta pulse, and the Kapha pulse. And with those, they're going to be able to tell what's in balance and what's out of balance. And they can even tell you 1 or 2 years in advance what's going to happen, what you're headed for. So then they're going to ask you all kinds of questions about your diet and your lifestyle and how you think and what you feel and what you're going through in your life. Well, what's that got to do with my condition? Well, everything, right? And from that, they're going to make determinations, and they're going to give you dietary recommendations, lifestyle recommendations, behavioral recommendations, and they're going to suggest herbs. Katie, hi. There's a page you can fill those out. Thanks. Nice to see you. Okay, so Vata, Pitta, Kapha, what are they? So I've kind of run them down here. Vata is the air element, Pitta is the fire element, and Kapha is a water element. I'm probably standing exactly in your way, aren't I? You're not going to be able to see that. So how about I do this? Is that okay? There are five elements in creation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Do you know the Sanskrit for that, Richard? Bhumirapannalo vayu kammano buddhire vacha. That's the Sanskrit. So we have earth, water, fire, air, ether. So Vata is actually a combination of air and ether. Pitta is a combination of fire and water, but not water like you think. It's more like oil. When we add oil to fire, it serves as fuel. It increases fire. And Kapha is water, but it's water with earth. Okay? So air, bile, and mucus or phlegm in the body. So the body has air and space in it for things to take place, for movement. Air is movement. And then bile is a fire element. We'll get to that. And then mucus or phlegm, which we're always familiar with, you know. So vata produces, or is connected to energy, the energy of movement particularly. What, just physical movement? No, there are five kinds of air in the body according to the yoga system. It moves things up, it moves things down, it promotes elimination, different things, that kind of air. I'm not going to get into the details on that. And pitta produces light, or light and heat, and kapha is matter. It's more the physicality, the denseness. So kapha is, at the risk of repeating myself, kapha is going to create mass and bulk. So if you got a lot of muscle, you're going to have a lot of kapha. If you got a lot of fat, you're going to have kapha. Okay? In our society, we are told zero kapha. No fat. What is your fat percentage in your body? Oh my God, that's way too high. You have to get that down. Fat is called medhas in Sanskrit. And medhas is what? Intelligence. It creates intelligence in the body. Oh yeah, well, you don't want any of that. Just trim that fat right all the way down. No. No. Doesn't work like that. That's not how we create balance. Do we want obesity? No. A little bit of fat is okay. All right. So energy, movement, and change. Vata is change. The best example of vata is we take a balloon, we blow it up, and we let it go. What does it do? Doesn't it? That's vata. But that's vata imbalanced. It's going all over the place. When we say somebody's imbalanced or ungrounded, it's like that, no? Term we use oftentimes is, she's a little bit airy-fairy. And she's a nice girl, but she's a bit airy-fairy. Airy-fairy means what? Ungrounded, right? So energy, movement, change. We need movement. But if we move too much, if we talk too much, then we become ungrounded. If we travel too much, we become ungrounded, correct? If you drive taxi all day long, you will become ungrounded. Pitta is light, heat, and combustion. Combustion is what in the body? It's the transformation of elements or food products that are brought into the body so they can be used in the body. So it's a transformation of energy from one form into another. That's what fire does. Correct? Combustion. Kapha is inertia and preservation. We need a certain amount of inertia to keep things in place. Correct? We need that. That we call stability. We as humans, we don't do too well if we become unstable. So inertia and preservation. Vata moves things. Pitta cooks things, transforms things. So where do you find pitta? Digestive system. There's fire in there, isn't there? If we open it up, do we see fire? Not exactly. But there's acid. And that, combined with the whole process, cooks, transforms, digests. Okay? And kapha holds it all together. So it's all necessary. What's that telling us? Just have to do this? Oh, that's my screensaver, isn't it? Okay, sorry about that. Okay. In vata, we have 9 planets in Vedic astrology. Nine major planets. Okay. 3 are Kapha. 3 are Vata. 3 are Pitta. Okay. So we'll show that to you in a minute, but the prominent planets for Vata are Saturn and Mercury. They create, especially when it comes to Vata imbalance and Vata diseases. We'll show that to you in a minute. Pitta is the Sun. It's also Mars, but Sun's the primary. These are primary planets, and Kapha is the Moon. So a person this is Vata again. People who are thin and underweight are Vata people. Okay. And people who are medium and well proportioned are Pitta. You might say that's quite desirable. That's the desirable one out of the three. But it's not, we need them all. Don't think one is good and I don't want the other. No, you can't function like that. So that's what's desirable, Pitta. And then Kapha is bulky or carrying weight. And that may be muscle, it may be fat, big person, big people. Okay. There are 3 forces in the universe: creation, maintenance, and destruction. So creation is Pitta. It's called Srishti in Sanskrit. Everything comes into being. Once it comes into being, it remains for some time. And when it remains for some time, that is Sthiti, maintenance, Kapha. Keep it in place for a while. And then it begins to what? To diminish. To get smaller. To dissolve. And that is Pralaya. That's Vata. You can, all the seasons, well, you'll see in a minute, the seasons also fit in with all of this. So, Vata is cold, dry, light, and mobile, like air. And Pitta is hot, light, and penetrating. Why is it penetrating? Because warmth is penetrating. And Kapha is cold, damp, heavy, immobile, like water in a lake. You know, people who feel stuck, stagnant, it's usually a Pitta, a Kapha problem. All right. Vata is held in spaces such as the bones, joints, sensory orifices, and the mind. That's where Vata is. That's why we have sometimes mental imbalance. That's why. Okay? And Pitta, the fire energy, is held in the blood, the enzymes, and the acidic secretions. And Kapha is held in tissue, bodily fluids, the skin, and the mucous membranes. Skin is also Kapha. So if you're having a skin problem, like if you have an outbreak, you know, pimples, boils, acne, that means there's too much fire. These are mini volcanoes exploding on your skin. It's too much fire, too much Pitta. Your skin could be sometimes too dry. That's too much Vata in your skin. And when the wind whips up, when we have windy days, our skin gets dry. When the cold comes, our skin gets dry. That's Vata. Yeah. But when your skin is just nice and lovely and soft and healthy, that's Kapha. So they all have virtues. It's not like, oh, I like this one, I don't like the others. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, so Vata is the nervous system and movement, primarily in the body. And pitta is the digestive system. And kapha is bodily tissues of earth, such as muscle, skin, bones, teeth, hair, nails, and can't see the rest of them. Hair, nails, and water, blood, plasma, fat. Okay. What are the negative emotions of each dosha? The negative emotion, I keep doing this to you. Would it be better if you sat there, do you think?
Yeah.
Am I blocking you constantly? Okay. I'm starting to feel some guilt here. Is that all right? Is that better, no? Okay, what is the negative emotion of vata? Fear, anxiety, instability, and depression. What is the negative emotion of pitta? Anger, animosity, aggression, and envy. And what is the negative emotion of kapha? Attachment, greed, possessiveness, and stagnation. So if you have any of these negative emotions, my friends, that means what? It means likely you have an imbalance of this particular dosha in your system. So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Not sure. Did your emotion come first? Or did your physiological imbalance cause you to have that kind of emotion or behavior? I'm not sure. But if it's there, we better attend to it. Right? What are the positive emotions of each? Positive emotion for vata is creativity, comprehension, and adaptability. Adaptability, that's a big one. Because what do people fear more than anything else?
Change.
It scares them to death. What's the single most traumatic thing that people go through, according to statistics? Moving house. Moving house. What did he say? Divorce. Yeah. Moving house. They say moving house. So adaptability is essential. The more adaptable you are, the more you can flow with the changes. Go with the flow. Don't we say go with the flow? Is it important? Yeah. And the older we get, generally, the less adaptable we are. Right? Okay, so for pitta, positive emotions are insight, courage, daring, charisma. Why charisma? Why is charisma a positive thing for the fire energy?
Because
you shine. Because you shine. And therefore you're attractive. That's pitta. Charisma, creativity, and protection. Well, that's an interesting one. Who protects others? Warriors do. Warriors. Protectors. It's supposed to be the government, by the way. Nowadays. If there's no king, then that means the government. And they're supposed to protect the people. According to Vedic understanding, the king or the government can only exact taxes from the citizens if he does two things. He protects the people from within, and he protects the people from without. What does that mean? From within is from disease. In this country, you have NHS. You have a system where you can go get medical help, correct? Somebody's rolling their eyes, and many people are nodding. So good. So protecting the people from within. And without means criminals. And such people. People who put the society under threat. He must protect the people from that. Then you can exact a tax. Otherwise, we're not paying. You tell him that, see what he says. Okay, so vata is the mind and thinking. Pitta is reason, perception, and judgment. And kapha is love, care, nurturing, and sensitivity. Well, which one of those can you do without? None. Okay. I think we're almost at the end of this little thing here. I don't know why it jumps so much. Okay. Vata represents decline, decay, death, and old age. That's when we begin to diminish. We become, at the end of life, that's how we become again. We dry up. Pitta, middle age, maturity, that's when you're kind of at your peak, at your best. At least physically, hopefully. And then kapha is birth, growth, formative stages in childhood. Where do you have that most fat? All that fat in your cheeks and your body, and everybody loves it. And your mother constantly kisses that, those fatty cheeks of yours. And people go like this, and they think it's wonderful. Now, if you have that same fat when you're 22, you get a different reaction. All right? For some reason. But when you're little, they find it very attractive. Okay, so childhood. Vata is Saturn, Pitta is Sun and Mars, and Kapha is Moon. We'll look at that some more. Here's the seasons. Vata is fall and winter, because fall and winter we go into. Fall we go into decline, and winter we go into hibernation. Suspended animation in winter. Right. And summer, peak, heat, hot season. And kapha is springtime because it brings things into bloom. Vata is sunset, pitta is noon, and kapha is morning. Okay. Why is that like that? Okay, anyway, fertility and reproduction, Venus. I don't know how it ended up there, but then we got the three modes of nature. Have you heard of the three modes of nature? Tamas, Rajas, and Sattva. I'm not going to get into that because that would take 2 hours to explain. But Tamas, we are under the influences of the mode of desire. Rajas is mode of desire. That's Pitta. The vast majority of people in the world are in Rajoguna, or desire mode. Why? Well, if only I had that, then I'll be happy. I just need to get me one of those. I need a husband. I need a wife. I need a house. I need a car. Are these needs not legitimate? I'm not questioning whether they're legitimate or not. We're always looking for the next thing. That is desire mode. And when you get what you want, you are happy forever? No. What do you mean? No, you're not. For a while, right? And then you need to maybe chop and change. Or you need the latest version. Or something. So that's desire mode. It doesn't last. It only satisfies for a time. Sattva is the mode of contentment. Just be happy. No matter what the situation is. It's a much higher mode. This is what the yoga system is for. What does the word yoga mean? Union between what? Mind and body. It actually means union between the soul and God. That's what it means. People think yoga is weight loss and exercise. It's not. That's not what it means. And the yoga that you do here, for example, I don't know what all they do here, so I don't, but hatha yoga, where you're doing the asanas, the postures, is only one form of yoga. There are many forms of yoga. Okay? So yoga is meant to produce a state of contentment. So you'll be happy just because, not because you're chasing around after things. And to get your body into harmony, your body and mind, of course. And if you lose some weight on the side, well, great. But that's not what yoga is about. Okay, any questions?
Mode of delusion.
Oh, I didn't do delusion. Thomas, mode of delusion. That's when what you think is true isn't true. That's when you're pulling the wool over your own eyes. The greatest example, the easiest example of mode of delusion is the criminal mentality, the criminal element. This is mode of desire, or rajas, is a constructive mode. This is sattva, contentment, is maintenance. And mode of delusion is destruction. So these are people who are actually planning on destroying themselves or others. Well, I'm going to steal from you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rip off the insurance system. That'll work for me. Or the dole. I'm going to go on the doles under 6 different names. I don't know. Yeah. There's so many examples of it. Okay. So it's mode of delusion, and it causes destruction. It causes things to dwindle or fall apart. If I become a drug addict, I'm in the mode of delusion. Okay. I may not want to be a drug addict, but still, I'm under the thrall of that. It comes under this category. Okay. Any other questions? Till we go to the next thing? You finding it stimulating? Good. Okay, let's find the next one. Okay. Ayurvedic, tri dosha, and the planets. Tri dosha means the three doshas. Tri is three, as you know. So, there are three planets that are involved in Vata dosha: Saturn, Mercury, and Rahu. In Vedic astrology, traditionally, pardon me, we do not use the outer planets. Uranus, Neptune, well, Pluto, as you may know, has been downgraded. He's lost his status completely. We don't use those, and this is what works here. Pitta dosha, or fire energy, Sun, Mars, Ketu. Kapha dosha, or earth, water energy, Moon, Venus, Jupiter. So the forces behind the doshas are indicated or represented by the planets and their fields of operation, the signs, such as Aries, Taurus, Gemini, etc. Okay. Total number of possible diseases according to Ayurvedic medicine. 80 Vata diseases. Imbalance of the air element. 80. You just see, that's more common than anything, to be ungrounded or to have problems with physical movement or mental problems or problems connected to the nervous system. We're going to see more of that as we go. Pitta diseases, 40, half as many. This is the blood system, blood pressure, circulatory system, for example, infection, heat in the body, like fever, and digestive. And then kapha diseases, only 20. So kapha is more lungs, bronchial, anything that creates mass, tumors. And, putting on weight. Well, putting on weight is not such a bad thing unless we cross the line into obesity. But we're going to look at that a little more. So currently in our society, we have the greatest imbalances in Vata and Kapha diseases. Okay, that one's short. tracts and bodily tissues. Number one, plasma, rasa dhatu. So that is primarily ruled by the moon and secondarily by mercury. So plasma is basic bodily fluid, and mercury also, skin is part of plasma. So mercury is usually looked at for skin. Number two, blood is rakta dhatu. Dhatu means element, and rakta means blood. So that's Sun and Mars. Mars causes most pitta and blood disorders. We'll see that in a minute. Number three is muscle, mangsa dhatu. So mangsa, do you know what the Sanskrit word mangsa means? Meat. It means meat. It's a very interesting word because it's made up of two words, mam and sa. Mam means me. Sa means he. Me, he. So when you eat meat, according to the Vedic understanding, I eat he, and next life he eats me. That's what it means. That's the karma. What goes around comes around. So then another lifetime you get to be the eaten person or animal. Interesting word. Okay, so Mars is work and action, and Saturn is the physical structure of the body. Number four, fat, medha or medhas, dhatu. Very important. Medha is intelligence. It's intelligence. Jupiter and Moon are the planets connected to fat in the body. Bone, number five, is asti, dhatu, and that's Saturn primarily, and bone. Bone is the main vata tissue in the body for absorption of prana. What's prana? Energy. What do they call it in Chinese system?
Qi.
Number six, nerve or marrow, majja dhatu. So that is represented by Mercury, Saturn, and Rahu, all of which are connected to the nervous system, as we will see in a minute. I will give you examples when I get to that part. Right now, I'm just kind of giving you a bit of a basis. I'll make it a little more interesting when we get there. Reproductive is Shukra Dhatu, Venus primarily, and Moon secondarily, fertility. So these are all the dhatus of the body according to Ayurvedic medicine. Okay. I'm not going to go through all of these things, but let's go here now. Okay, let's begin with Saturn. Some planets are naturally benefic or benevolent by nature, and some are malefic or malevolent by nature. Some are good guys, some are bad guys. Are bad guys always bad? No. Are good guys always good? No. As we know in real life, correct? So Saturn is a natural malefic. Saturn, we begin with Saturn, and he's the first of the, we're looking at the Vata Trinity. Air and ether trinity. Okay, so Saturn's the first one. He rules over all vata systems. Colon and elimination is the main site of vata's accumulation in the disease process. It is given birth in the colon. Okay. He can produce anything from arthritis to nervous system disorders. Now, arthritis, why does it produce arthritis? Because in the joints, you've got space. Where there's space, there's vata. And if there's an imbalance in there, then we have problems moving, don't we? So arthritis is an inflamed area. So it's not solely vata, because this also brings in fire element. And this has been my experience. Arthritis a lot of times is resentment, long held. And who is it typically aimed at, this resentment? Do you know?
Yourself?
Not primarily.
Parents?
Which one?
Father.
Father. Mm-hmm. Chronic diseases and conditions of debility, things that just don't go away. They just hang on forever. Saturn has a duration like nothing else. You know? People who consider themselves healthy, and, you know, largely they are, you got to have one or two things that are so minor that they're not even on the radar anymore, but you've had them for how long, you know? There's something that you have that, that's no big deal, you know, comes and it goes, whatever it might be. So, but Saturn is chronic diseases and conditions of debility. It also represents old age and death, because Saturn is the time factor. Saturn is time. So in astrology, if you're in a Saturn period, which is not always negative, by the way, if he's going to give his good effects, does he give them at the beginning? No. Later on. Why? He teaches patience and perseverance. He teaches discipline. He makes you work for it, and he makes you wait for it, even when you don't want it. If you have bodily, constitutional, and congenital weaknesses, it could be Saturn. Low vitality, weak digestion, poor resistance to disease, that could be Saturn. Overall depression and of bodily and mental energy. Saturn is the planet for depression that I've seen. So if people are prone to depression, I'd say 9 times out of 10 they go into a Saturn period. So what do I mean? In Vedic astrology, we use a life cycle of 120 years. Most people do not live that long, as we know. It actually says in the Old Testament of the Bible, 120 years. Same. The 120 years we divide into 3 phases generally. Birth to 40, youth. 40 to 80, middle age. 80 to 120, old age. So if you're contemplating old age before the age of 80, my friends, you are premature. So then we take that 120-year cycle and we divide it into what we call planetary periods. This is unique to Vedic astrology. In Western astrology, they don't know anything about this. Now, they know about planetary transits, where planets move through the sky. You impose those positions on your birth chart, and you can determine certain events. Those are called planetary transits. We do that too. But planetary periods is something completely different. It's based upon the moon's position in constellation at your birth, not just sign, but constellation. Okay? A star group. And in order to have an accurate planetary period, when you calculate a birth chart, you must have an accurate birth time. That's why the time is so important. Okay? So, that's what we use. We use the planetary periods. How accurate are they? 90 to 95% I've seen to be accurate. I've looked at 40,000 charts. That's what I've seen. So if the birth time is accurate, it should be accurate. We're pretty much in the ballpark. Okay? So when you go into a Saturn period, so that's what I'm saying. You can go into a Sun period, a Saturn period, a Venus period. They have varying durations. And then we divide them and subdivide them. Why? because that's what you do in time. You have days, then you have hours, then you have minutes, and then you have seconds, isn't it? Same thing with planetary periods. Major period, minor period, sub-period. They break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Down to a... No, I don't do this because it would make you crazy. Down to a swara. What's a swara? A breath. So you go, oh, that was a Mars breath. Ooh, that was a Venus breath. So we can't break it down that much. It's too much. But you can do it. You can subdivide. Okay. So Saturn, overall depression. We talked about depression. You go into a Saturn period. If you're prone to depression, you may become depressed. If you're not prone to depression, you will not become depressed. It doesn't work like that. So we look at how strong a planet is in the chart. Is it strongly placed by sign? What house is it in the chart, in the 12 houses? Is it a good house? Is it a good strong sign? Is it afflicted or is it well aspected? Is it with some other of the schoolyard bullies hanging out with the wrong crowd? Is it afflicted? Or is it with some other favorable planet? Does it have an aspect or a glance from another favorable planet? And then we determine its status. Okay. Saturn represents dysfunction of all organs and systems, accumulation of waste materials, anything from constipation to the buildup of all kinds of toxins. In Ayurveda, toxins are called, what's the word for toxins? Ama. A very simple word, ama. That's, we're full of toxin. Okay. Saturn's kind of a long one. Because it's Saturn is the great disease maker beyond everybody. He's the guy, you know. When Saturn comes around, people go, oh, God. Am I in a Saturn period? Numbness, stiffness, rigidity, spasms, tremors. When Saturn gets together with Mars on a chart, we get surgery. Disfiguring of the body, organs removed, sliced and diced. Sewn up, sent home. Come back in 30 days, we'll check the stitches. Arthritis, rheumatism, broken bones, osteoporosis, nervous disorders, pain and paralysis, hard to treat conditions. That's your friend Saturn. Premature aging, deafness, emaciation, deformity, poor growth development, deficiency of vital fluids, and itching. What about a strong Saturn? Can't be all bad. Promotes longevity, resistance to disease, the ability to recover from disease. And psychologically, coolness and calmness of mind. And these are the virtues of discipline and self-control. So if you are a yogi or a yogini and you do your yoga, do you do it daily? Some of you? You do it daily? Every 2 days, 3 times a week? Are you disciplined? Because that's Saturn. If you are disciplined, no matter what you do, and you do it in a disciplined fashion, that is a strong Saturn. Or if you're one of those people who say, oh, I can't seem to get it together, dude. I can't seem to do it with any regularity, then you don't have a strong Saturn. Okay. Number two of the Vata Trinity, our friend Rahu. You probably have not heard of Rahu. Rahu is the north node of the moon. Rahu and Ketu are the shadow planets. And whatever you're hiding underneath there, in the shadow side of your mind and your nature, every now and then it will come to the surface, I assure you. So Rahu is also a natural malefic planet, and he acts very much like Saturn. He takes his cues from Saturn. The shadow planets don't have so much of their own energy. They kind of borrow that from, just like your shadow. Your shadow has the same shape of you, right? If you see your shadow on the ground, does it have your shape? Right. And what else does it have? It has your shape, it has your movement, and that's where it ends. Right? You can't ask it a question, it won't work. Okay, so he draws his influences from Saturn and from planets around him. Okay? But he's much subtler in action. Much subtler. So Rahu will give mental and nervous system disorders, mysterious and degenerative diseases, often with rapid onset or quick development. Hard to predict, hard to prevent, hard to reverse. When you get diagnosed and they say, you have this, but actually you have that, that's Rahu or Ketu. Almost for sure. And then they treat you for the thing you don't have, and that goes on for a while, but it doesn't relieve your symptoms. And then sooner or later they may figure out what it is you do have and begin to treat you for that, but it's not very treatable. Welcome to Rahu or Ketu. Not saying it can't be treated, but it's much more difficult. When you have Rahu and Saturn combined in the chart, you can get severe Vata conditions, major health disorders from cancer to nervous breakdowns to severe mental disorders. It's not the easiest thing. Rahu and Ketu are much harder to resolve because they are more karmic in nature. Everything is karmic, right? What is karma? Karma means what goes around comes around. You do something, it comes back to you, right? And karma, Vedic astrology, your birth chart, is a map of your karma in this lifetime. And the planetary periods are the unfoldment of that karma. All the dates are there, exact dates are given for all the shifts. Do they work? I have clients here. Do they work?
Yeah.
They say they work. So I'm not saying that. They're saying it. They do work. And whatever you did in the past life, this comes back in this life. So this is how we use the chart. It's a map. Okay? If you got a map in your glove box, why don't you use it? Nowadays we've got GPS systems, but then why don't you use it? You know, people say, well, you know, there's no manual when you come to this lifetime. Oh, yes, there is. That's your manual. It's an esoteric manual. It doesn't sit down there and spell it out in great detail. Because it wants you to learn, you know. Give that a try now. It's like when you take your child and you put them on that two-wheel bicycle, and you run them along like this, and you run them along like that, right? And then you run alongside, and then you go, okay, there you go. Oh, you let them go. You cruel person, you. No, you have to. Because you gotta learn. You gotta keep your balance. You gotta learn to cycle. Same idea, isn't it? Okay, so that's what we find when something is likely to happen. Karma means what you reap, you sow, comes back to you. Okay? And we are meant from karma to do what? Learn lessons. If you have a negative planetary period that produces sadness, sorrow, reversal, loss, you can be sure there's an important lesson underlying. If you learn the lesson, this is free will now, ladies and gentlemen. Free will, very important. If you learn the lesson, then the next time this planetary period comes around in future, because they keep coming around, they all keep coming around, just like the seasons. Do they keep coming around? Yes, they do. The next time that planetary period comes around, it will not be so difficult. It can become neutral, It can even become positive. You can turn it around completely. Have I actually seen this? I have seen it in people's lives. Here, this guy, I've seen it in his life, and I've seen it in the lives of many others. Because they got it. They learned it. Now who's in charge? Now who's the new sheriff in town? It's you. You learn the lesson and you transform the karma from negative to positive. So it's not like we're looking at all this, oh, well, gee, my Saturn's, oh, I may as well just roll over right now and contemplate euthanasia. No, no need. You can turn it around. Okay? So, mysterious, difficult to treat, weakened immune system. Oh, collective health problems like epidemics and plagues. That's right. Collective stuff. Didn't they have some great plague of London years ago? Now, I haven't got to K2, but I'm tempted to jump ahead because K2 does this too. Remember the tsunami? 2004, Stephen's Day, correct? Well, I saw three people subsequently, all of whom were in the tsunami. One Irish guy and one Thai and one Indonesian person. They're all in the tsunami. The Indonesian woman lost her business completely. Everything. Her and her husband. The Thai man was managing a huge hotel. And he was up on the fourth floor. And he was looking down on the tsunami and watching it wipe the whole hotel out below. 90 members of his staff gone. Glendy and I were in the car in Thailand, and this man was connected to this hotel we were staying in Thailand. This is not during the tsunami. This is later. And he gets a phone call. He's driving us around. We're doing some stuff. Real nice man. He gets a phone call, and he starts speaking Thai. And he starts laughing. He starts chuckling. And then he hangs up the phone. He says, he starts to tell this story. That's my old boss. He rebuilt the hotel. He wants me to come back. There's no way I'm going back there. That's what he was chuckling about, not going back. All three of these people, I did their charts, all three were in a K2 period when the tsunami hit. All three. These are three people from three different parts of the world. So, epidemics, plagues, natural disasters. We haven't got to K2, but same idea. Okay, breakdown of the endocrine system and degenerative diseases like cancer. Poisons, pollution, radiation, and other environmental problems. Oh, we don't have any concern about that nowadays, do we? You've been to Tokyo lately, or what's the name? Fukushima? Nothing happened there. It's safe. Don't worry. Your children won't glow yet. Be patient. They just put a lid on that. Nothing happened. It's all case contained. In whose mind is it contained? It's Rahu. Parasites. Rahu. We saw this thing on TV the other day. Off the coast of Connecticut or Virginia, they have a U.S. military facility and they are, testing things, creating things in the lab, as they do. And they created a, what? Do you remember how they said it? A parasite. The parasite got out of the lab and went into the flora and fauna. And guess what? All of a sudden, on the map is Lyme disease. Never heard of it, never seen it before. Peculiar to that locale. You don't have Lyme disease here, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was transferred across the ocean. How lucky. Lyme disease, that's where they said it came from. You know, just better living through chemicals. Okay. Induces the use of drugs, whether medicinal, recreational, and their side effects. Stress, insomnia, bad dreams, palpitations, tremors. Manic depression or suicidal tendencies. I better move through this a little faster. There's too many good stories. Okay, mercury is the third in the group. The rest of these are shorter. In the group of Vata. Mercury is the most positive of the three because it's a natural benefic planet. Think about mercury in terms of the nervous system, the mind, communication, and rapid movement. Mercury brings change. And things happen very quickly in mercury periods. It's youthful and it's a healthier form of Vata. It can create psychological debility if it is weak. It represents childhood. Mercury represents childhood and Moon represents infancy, which is also childhood. So representing childhood is an important indicator for one's health during childhood. Bless you. Weakened lungs and nervous system. Well, it's the nervous system. Why weakened lungs? Because the lungs are filled with air. That's why. Coughs. Somehow it's connected to mercury. Because normally coughs and everything here in the respiratory system is kapha. Earth, water, and, you know, phlegmatic, mucus-based. But air is also here. Skin allergies, food allergies, hay fever. Well, we know all that well, don't we? Who's not allergic to a food? Anybody here not allergic to any one food? Oh? Three people. Four people. Fantastic. You're a healthy bunch. Speech defects, hypersensitivity, lack of intelligence, lack of discrimination. Now, my son, wonderful boy, well, he's a man now, he has Saturn and Mercury together in the birth chart. Same sign, Leo, second house, speech, right? Saturn, Mercury, Vata. Vata, air. Yeah? Nervous system. Second house, speech. So when he begins to talk, he talks like this about everything he says. Right? So, sounds cute for a while. And we think, well, is he going to have a lisp forever? Or is he going to be able to get rid of his lisp? Lisp. Took him once to the speech therapist. Once he had one session and his lisp went away immediately. That was it. But it was there in the chart. The same boy contracted Tourette syndrome. So when he became 12 years old, full on Tourette syndrome, complete. All the bells and whistles, believe you me. All the sounds, all the swearing, all the everything. 5 years it went on. My wife and I had separated before then. And he was living with her. So she called me up one day. She says, oh, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't live like this. I said, yeah, I understand. Okay, he's going to go live with you now. I said, okay. So he came to live with me. And I told him. 3 times a week, 4 times a week, I said, don't worry. When you don't need it anymore, it'll go away. You'll outgrow it. You'll let go of it. Don't worry. We got the heavy-duty drugs, the personality-changing drugs that they give you. I don't know what they are. You know what they are. And I said, here they are. They were on the counter in the kitchen. He took one pill. That was it. I said, are you going to take those? I'm not taking those. I said, yeah, I don't blame you. They sat there for 5 years on the counter in the kitchen. He didn't take any more. 5 years later, gone. Did it actually go away? No. If you talk to him today, you wouldn't even know he had it. Now, is that because I programmed him? I have no idea. Saturn, Mercury, Tourette syndrome. So that's how it manifested in him. I would not recommend you living for 5 years with Tourette syndrome if you can avoid it. Growth difficulties related to the endocrine system, poor coordination. Strong Mercury delivers good health, healing powers, mind-body coordination, strong endocrine function, intelligence, and finding ways to defeat disease. Okay, now we hit the Pitta Dosha, fire. First of the bunch is the Sun. The Sun planet is what? It is the planet that represents health and well-being. Don't we think of Sun and health? Ah, the Sun's out. Let's go into the Sun, at least for a while. I mean, not 8 hours in a bikini. No. For a while is good. So Sun represents physical constitution, immune system. Okay, it's a natural malefic. Now, I've always sort of had a hard time understanding that. In India, it's a natural malefic because the Sun bakes your head. But where we live, it's not a natural malefic. We consider it a great boon. Would you come out more often, please? Don't we? So I go easy on the natural malefic stuff. Fire element in the body provides light, heat, and color. So, where is fire in the body? It's here. That's the temperature of the body. And this is fire here, too. The eyes. The eyes are ruled by Pitta, by the fire element. They shine, don't they? A Pitta system is from the digestive system to the eyes and the perceptive aspect of the mind. Sometimes, I don't know if you say it here, where I come from, we say, oh, that's a really bright guy. Boy, that guy is bright. Don't you say that? What does that mean? Real smart, real sharp, real on top of it. He gets it, right? Bright, like the Sun. General indicator of physical vitality and the positive reflector of prana, or vital energy. How much vitality do you have? Strong Sun indicates good health and robust resistance to disease. You will not get, there's all kinds of disease, you know, whatever, viruses, bacteria floating around. You don't get most of them because you're healthy. You don't even know that you're fighting them off. You know, your subconscious doesn't even consult you. It just goes on with its business when you're healthy. I don't want to be consulted. Just do it. You know? I appreciate it, but I don't want to hear about it. Don't need to. Weak or afflicted Sun causes health and vitality problems of a chronic or persistent nature, starting with weak digestion, poor metabolism. If you have weak digestion, you can't metabolize the nutrients. What happens? You can attract diseases. Causes fiery Pitta diseases, much like Mars, but Mars, Saturn, next to Saturn, Mars is the big culprit. We haven't got to Mars. He's next. Circulatory system disorders, including heart attack, high fevers, which exhaust bodily fluids. Whoa, okay, wait a second now. What's behind all that? Anger, frustration, resentment, criticism, blame, guilt. Remember? Those are the emotions behind that. Oh, that guy just makes me burn. Huh? Oh, I'm so angry. You get angry and you burn, don't you? Did your face get red? Did your temperature rise sometimes? Do you perspire sometimes? Some people do. Okay. High fevers, chronic or wasting disorders. Weak heart, poor digestion, ulcers, low blood pressure, hypothyroid, arthritis, anemia. Poor vision or failure of the eyesight. Yes, well, that's Sun or Moon, typically. If you have afflicted Sun or afflicted Moon, you're probably wearing glasses. Oh, you're fooling us and you're wearing contacts. Okay, so that's Sun. Okay, here's our buddy Mars. natural malefic planet, Pitta, male energy, fiery, aggressive. This concept of this statement, oh, kick butt, take names, that's Mars. More likely to cause Pitta-type diseases than the Sun, fever, inflammation, infection, and acute conditions. Acute conditions. What does that mean, acute?
Sudden.
Quick, sudden, intense, right? That's Mars. Things that just blow up all of a sudden. Oh, and then you go to the ENR. We got to rush you in to the emergency. You have to be looked at right away. This is a good one here. Reckless action and accidents, including those requiring surgery. That means, here again, injury and accidents, particularly those that cause bleeding, including surgery. That's when you're a bonehead and you're doing stupid things. And the YouTube is full of this nowadays. Guys doing crazy stuff. Why? I'm not sure exactly. But there's a lot of that now. And then ER. You know, I watch some of the ER shows on TV. King's College, whichever that one is. And I've been under the impression that a lot of stuff happens because people are drinking too much on the weekends, and they fill the ER units with these hapless souls. God bless them. Okay. Causes health problems for people who are otherwise constitutionally strong. Second only to Saturn as the most disease-promoting of the planets. Injury and accidents, said that. Acute, said that. Fever, inflammation, burning sensations of various types. Liver, gallbladder disorders, including hepatitis, jaundice, and cancer of the liver. Okay. Anybody ever have a gallbladder stone? Gallstone? Anybody have their gallbladder removed? Show of hands. Nobody. That is a lot of anger. Real anger. When they pull out your gallbladder. Toxic blood conditions, including acne, boils, ulcerative sores, herpes, and venereal diseases. Bloodborne, right? Okay, blood disorders, anemia, cancer of the blood, leukemia, stress, hypertension. When you get cancer, what's happening in your body? The body is eating itself, no? Right? So then you say, what's eating you? That's an expression, right? What's eating you? What's bothering you? That's, you're consuming yourself. You're so angry, you're so frustrated about something, you're consuming yourself. Think about it. Stress, hypertension, stroke, heart attack. A well-placed Mars provides an energetic person, delivering good physical, sexual vitality, athletic ability, work capacity, and resistance to disease. People with strong Mars are the ones, are the Energizer Bunny. Well, it doesn't make sense here. Energizer Bunny, you know Energizer Bunny. You just keep going, you know. And they got more energy than anybody else, and they wonder why everybody's so lazy. Because the other people cannot keep up. They can't. The other ones are normal, by the way. You're super normal. And you got more energy than the rest of us. So don't use that against us, you know. So that's well-placed Mars. All right. I'm watching the clock. So we'll finish this a little bit here. We take a break. I don't know what, if there's anything available, but
some tea.
Yeah, we'll take a 10-minute break, and we'll come back, and then we'll look at charts. And so if any of you want to volunteer your birth information, well, we're not going to throw everybody up there, but if you're going to put your name in, and we're going to put your chart up on the wall, you got to allow for us to talk about it. If you don't want us to talk about it, do not give your information, okay? Some people are private. I respect that. But don't put it up on the wall and just say, well, I hope he doesn't say that. You don't know what I'm going to say. I don't even know what I'm going to say until I see it, okay? So it's not the same as getting your chart done, believe me. You are now the lab, what do you call it?
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
I talked to him about this.
No. Yeah. Okay. K2, third of the Pitta Fire Trinity. Okay. Natural malefic. Now, I told you about K2 and the tsunami in Southeast Asia. Acts much like Mars, but more in a subtle manner, just as with Saturn and Rahu. Okay? Affects the coordination and strength of the muscular system, including the onset of neuromuscular problems. Fevers and infections, but particularly of a deep-seated or chronic nature, particularly those that are hard to cure or that damage the brain or nervous system. This, we talked about karma. That's the other thing I was going to say about karma, but I forgot. Everything is a product of karma, but some karmas we can dispense with quickly. When I say karma in a negative sense, okay, I've got this thing wrong with me, this medical problem. I can go to the doctor. The doctor knows what it is. They've diagnosed me. They've given me something to treat it, and it went away in 5 days. Okay? That's also a kind of karma, because you got rid of it. But Rahu and Ketu are heavily karmic. So when you go to Dr. A, Dr. B, Dr. C, and you try all these different methodologies and it doesn't work, welcome to Rahu and Ketu land. Because that means it's something that requires the intercession of something beyond the human system, beyond what people can do to help you. Now you better talk to God. Because the only thing that's going to lift that kind of karma is your prayers to neutralize these effects. Because it's beyond the ken of the human reality. Okay? That's what that means. So if you've got a chronic problem and no one can fix it and it won't go away, that's what I recommend. All right.
Just a quick one. K2, and Rahu is a north node of the moon.
K2 is the south node of the moon. Rahu, K2 are always 180 degrees apart. And when they move like this, and they move backwards. They're actually not celestial bodies. You will not find them in the sky. What are they? Well, here's the Earth going around the ecliptic, right? And as the Earth goes around, who goes around the Earth? The moon. So here's the imaginary belt called the ecliptic that they're moving around. When the moon cuts the ecliptic going north, there's Rahu. When the moon cuts the ecliptic going south, there's K2. North Rahu. South K2. That's Rahu K2. So, very subtle. Very subtle. Do they work? They work. Okay. Accidents, injuries, wounds, or surgeries, particularly those owing to collective factors like wars, catastrophes, and disasters. There's your tsunami. The Irish guy that I told you about in the tsunami, he's on the beach. He's got a cottage on the beach. He gets up in the morning, he's hungover, his buddy's hungover, this one's hungover, they're all hungover. They're all asleep. All their stuff's on the floor of the cottage. He gets up. He's got to relieve himself. Goes out to the ocean side. Does what he has to do. Looks up and goes, oh, a wave is coming in. Goes back into the cottage, wakes up all the boys, who apparently they all had a disagreement the night before from too much. Anyway, he wakes up the boys. Boys, get all your stuff off the floor and get it up onto the chairs and the beds because there's a wave coming in. I don't know, it looks kind of big. That's what he said. Yeah, okay. Good advice. I mean, you know. So what happens? There's three of them. One of them stays on his mattress. The wave hits. He shot out the back window on the mattress. He surfs the tsunami and ends up a mile inland. Never leaves the mattress. Can you believe it? So he was a surfer in maybe his last life. I don't know. But he just surfed the whole thing. And my friend got a few bumps and bruises. They all survived. Another one got caught down underneath it all into the, you know, everyone on underneath the water. But they all survived. Varying degrees of bumps and bruises. K2. When Mars and K2 combine in the chart, severe pitta problems or violence are likely. Also, obsessive, compulsive, and addictive tendencies. Well, we don't know nothing about that now, do we? We never had anything like that. Who doesn't have that in this day and age? It's almost everybody. People say to me, well, I sort of don't want to tell you, you know, because I've come from this dysfunctional family. I go, really? You have a dysfunctional family? I say, do you realize we all do? We do? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. 36 years doing church. Oh, yeah, we do. We all do. It's just varying degrees. Don't worry. That's why we're here. Oh, I feel better. Oh, that's good. That's what I'm here for. Okay. K2, like Rahu, causes mysterious collective or psychological imbalances or mass catastrophes. Makes a person prone to surgery, especially problems that are misdiagnosed from the start. Well, who does that remind you of? Me. So there I am, 9 years old. Who's got Mars and K2 together in his birth chart? I do. Right? In the sixth house. What part of the body is the sixth house? This part. Lower abdominal region. Well, I wake up one Monday morning. Oh, I got a stomach ache. I'm not pretending this time. I have a stomach ache. I don't want to go to school because it hurts. So the doctor would come to the house back in those days. You know, can you imagine? 1959, he made house calls. Maybe they do here. And he says, oh yeah, there's no problem. 24-hour flu. So 3 days later, I'm in a bad way. You know. So he comes back. And he says, we got to get him to the hospital immediately. And then they actually had a real doctor look at me at the hospital, is the way I saw it. And he says, okay, my friend, we're going to go right into surgery with you. Now it's 1 o'clock in the morning. They don't do surgery at 1 o'clock in the morning. But they did. Because my appendix burst. Mars K2. Misdiagnosis. Wrong diagnosis. Boom. The appendix burst. Okay, you got a few hours to live. Otherwise, you're dead. So, we're going to do surgery. In hospital, 1 month. 1 month. To get all the poison out of my system. Now, I know why that happened. I'm not even going to go there right now because we don't have that much time. But that's what happened. Well-placed K2 delivers resistance to disease, acuity of mind and senses, and physical agility and strength. Okay, I think we just got the Kaphas to do, the three Kapha planets. Why don't we break now? And stretch your legs. 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
And if you need to go to the bathroom or whatever.
I have a question about the questionnaire.
Yes.
If we don't feel it any.
Okay, so we are looking now at the Kapha Trinity. Moon, Venus, and Jupiter. Who is the most wonderful benefactor of all the planets?
Jupiter.
Jupiter. We'll save the best for last. Okay, here is the moon. A natural benefic planet governs the water element, the bodily fluids in general, and all Kapha systems as a whole. Emotions or feeling nature, water allows us to be receptive and to nurture. It is the water energy. Feminine energy is water energy. Mars, a male energy, is fire energy. Emotions or feeling nature. Okay, I said that. Strong moon contributes to good Kapha in the body, healthy Kapha, and to a Kapha constitution. Afflictions to the moon will negatively impact health in infancy. Moon represents infancy. If you got an afflicted moon in your chart, if you have moon with Mars, if you have moon with Saturn, if you have moon with Rahu, or other, that's an afflicted planet, or perhaps it's aspected by Mars, aspected by Saturn, you would have had a rough infancy in some way, shape, or form. Okay. Afflictions to the moon will negatively impact health in infancy as well as disturb psychology or mental balance, such as epilepsy. Okay. A weak or afflicted moon may bring about lung problems, insufficiency of vital fluids, and causes the mucous membranes to become dry or damaged. Asthma, pneumonia, other lung disorders. Emotional imbalances, moodiness, depression, or hysteria, sometimes with weak moon, afflicted moon, insomnia, bad dreams, lack of mental calm and peace of mind, excessive mucus in the system, too much water, swollen lymph, formation of tumors. But tumors from the moon are generally benign. Edema, water retention. Well, women, you ladies know that one quite well. Kidney or fluid problems, excess weight or inertia. Afflictions to the moon can negatively affect fertility and reproduction. Reproductive system is the moon. Moon is breasts in particular. I have seen hundreds of examples of my clients who are professional women, some of them very, very distinguished, highly successful, many of them very famous, very wealthy, movie stars, different people. And because they've stepped too much away from the feminine energy, or have, you know, gravitated more toward the male polarity, then female problems come. This is very common nowadays, as you know. What, a woman can't have a career? Well, a woman can have a career, but don't emulate men. That's the mistake that I have seen. Be a successful woman in your career. Don't be a successful kind of man in your career. Okay. Well-placed moon fosters well-developed physique, good vital fluids, emotional balance, mental fortitude. I have moon and Rahu together in my birth chart. In the 12th house, loss. Moon is mother. I came out of the womb, gone. Orphanage. Never met the mother. Came out, delivered to the orphanage, paid people to look after me for 6 months, then got adopted. It's like, didn't know. That's one of the examples from Afflicted Moon. Okay. Venus. Venus, also a naturally benefic planet, the second in the Kapha Trinity, governs Kapha in a more specific way as Mars does Pitta, particularly through female energy, which is watery in nature. Reproductive system. Many times people want to get pregnant. They can't get pregnant. And nowadays people will go to tremendous extremes to have a baby. In vitro, they'll take fertility drugs, they'll take a, what do you call a woman who has your baby?
Surrogacy.
Many things happen. All you got to do is look at Venus in the chart, and you can see. That shows the reproductive possibility, pregnancy possibility very easily, very quickly. Okay, Kapha, or watery type of beauty and grace. Kapha is not negative, you know. Oh no, we all need to be real thin, like the girls on the runway in Paris. Hang on now. Venus is not real thin, like a boyish body. Much like those who possess a beautiful, voluptuous, feminine form, oftentimes accompanied by a sensual nature. You know who you are, girls. So this is desirable, Kapha energy. Causes diseases mainly through, now this may not be as desirable, luxury, dissipation, or overindulgence, even when the constitution may not be weak. This is the party girl mentality, or it could be the party boy mentality. Okay, problems with kidneys and reproductive system. For women, infertility, menstrual irregularity, ladies, you know this one, menstrual pain, cramping, and a tendency to miscarry in pregnancy. For men, impotence, you got a weak Venus, impotence, prostate problems, and other reproductive limitations. They cannot impregnate their wife, or they have problems with that. Chronic kidney or bladder infections, or stones in the urinary tract. Poor complexion, skin may lack moisture, and strong Venus brings good health and vitality. Through strong reproductive system, overall good creative energy, and joie de vivre, love of life, right? Okay, and this is it now. Final one is Jupiter and the Kapha Trinity. The wonderful planet among all planets is Jupiter. What's the Sanskrit word for Jupiter?
Guru.
Exactly. He's the guru. He's the teacher. He actually has another name. It's Brihaspati, the great lord. You know where Jupiter comes from? The name Jupiter comes from Sanskrit. It's a, what do you call it? Prakrit, bastardized form. Dyaupita. Dyau means of the sky, and Pitta means father. Dyaupita. Dyaupita. Jupiter. That's where it comes from. Father of the sky. Okay. Creates bulk in the body. Medhas. I put that in special for you. Brains. You need some fat. Do not reject the fat. Planet of positive health opposing Saturn, that occurs owing to healthy Kapha. If Saturn is the planet of the most negative influence for the health, Jupiter is exactly the opposite. And you'll see. A strong Jupiter can go far in mitigating any other disease-causing influences in the birth chart. He can turn things around. Indicates the benevolent influence of the soul and its healing energy. If you've got a strong Jupiter in your chart, or if you've got Jupiter aspect on one of these weaker planets, you can heal it. What's it? Whatever it is, you can get past it. It is also such a powerful, positive influence for needing to learn the lesson. But will I learn this lesson? Am I going to get it? Yeah. In this lifetime, you will get it. If you have Jupiter and Moon together in the chart, nothing better. That is the best thing you could have. Because it means you will overcome everything. You will learn all the lessons. You'll get all the meaning. Everything will work out fine. It's wonderful. Okay, give steady and profound intelligence along with emotional sensitivity, calm, and faith. Faith and belief is Jupiter. Faith and belief in self, faith and belief in God, in your place in the universe. I don't have to worry. I know everything's taken care of. Don't worry. Why? Are you worried about, you know, governments and all the nonsense that they're doing with, pesticides and the nuclear program and wars and... Don't worry. Don't worry about all that. Because there is a higher power in charge of everything. And all of these little guys with their guns and nuclear buttons and the rest of their nonsense, they can only do so much. So we'll all be fine. Place your faith in the right place. Place your faith in God. Place your faith in spirit. Know you are connected. Feel the connection. Cultivate the connection. That's why you do yoga. That's why you do yoga. This is what's important. And Jupiter is the planet that spurs us on in this manner. Okay? Profound intelligence. Wisdom. Wisdom. Like Venus, it can cause disease through overindulgence or complacency. It can, if you don't use it right. It's a planet of expansion. It can cause overweight, edema, and diabetes. Well, guess who's in a Jupiter period? Right now. 2 years into it. And what do I say to you every third day? Oh God, I wish I could lose some weight. I had this boyish figure up to age 47. No, seriously, I did. And then, but now I hit this Jupiter period, just a minor period, 2.5 years.
You're living the good life.
I'm living the good life. She tells me, you're living the good life. Okay, so that's what can happen. Expansion. Poor circulation, accumulation of harmful cholesterol, weak liver function leading to heart attacks and other problems. May cause tumors, but generally benign. Can cause excessive growth of all types of tissues. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. Questions? I know I've thrown a lot at you, but, you know, I always figure more is good.
Can I just ask, when you have a planet weakened or strengthened, is that because you've got that malefic planet in
your house? Yeah, well, a planet is weak, or it is afflicted. That's an excellent question. Each planet is good in certain houses. There are 12 houses in the chart, starting with the ascendant or rising sign. Okay? Let's do this. Let us do this. There we go. There's the ascendant. Oh, maybe I should use this. This is the ascendant or the rising sign, AS. Okay? Sign on the eastern horizon. This is a North Indian Vedic chart, chakra, if you will. So, there are 12 houses. This is number one, and you count around. Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 1. Okay? So, certain planets are good in certain houses and not good in other houses and neutral in other houses. Okay? So that's what tells us, well, and then there's signs. Some planets are good in signs. Like, here is Saturn, S-A. R means he's retrograde, traveling backwards right now in sky. This is today, by the way. But this was today at, well, let's do it right now. Just to keep, make it interesting. Now. There's the planets in the sky right now as we speak. That's where they are. Saturn is in the sign of Libra. It says Libra. Yeah. Saturn is exalted in the sign of Libra. When a planet is exalted, it's as powerful as it can be to deliver its benefits in full measure. If you've got a bunch of exalted planets, you're on easy street, my friend. It doesn't mean to say you won't have difficulties in life. Welcome to the human experience. You may have difficulties in life, but still, people who have exalted planets can achieve very, very high degrees of success in life. It's so wonderful. Exalted means it's as powerful as it can be. 1 in 12 shot of having an exalted planet. So if it's strong in the sign, again, but if it's weak in the sign, it's weak. Afflicted means Saturn with Rahu. That's afflicted. That's what afflicts it. Okay? Moon here is in the sixth house. That's weak. It's in the sign of Saturn. Not so good. So that is, we would say that's a weak moon, not a strong moon. Okay? Sun is with Mars. So Sun is afflicted by Mars. Ninth house, nice position for the Sun. But you'd say, Sun with Mars, this person would have a tendency to generate pitta imbalance or get infections or blood diseases or heart problems. Pitta, I didn't mention maybe. Pitta is heart. It's circulatory heart problems. Blood pressure. Now, we are in, this yoga is absolutely fabulous. This yoga means combination of planets. Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury are all together in the sky. That is called the Saraswati Yoga. Saraswati is the goddess of learning and patron of the arts. If you were born with this, you are absolutely a brilliant creative soul walking around on two legs. That's what that means. Now, none of us are born today, unfortunately. But, for example, if you were to launch a business today or a creative endeavor, now I would give you not exactly this chart, but I say, oh, look at this. Tell me what you're doing. I'm starting a video company. Okay. Let's go. You're going to be tremendously successful. As long as they give you a favorable time to do it. Okay, so those three planets, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, all together, are all... 10th house is career and profession and professional success. This is a slam dunk. This person would be at the top of their field. No question. As long as they did everything. You have to do all the steps according to your job. I mean, you can't sit around and say, I'm going to be at the top of my field and sit in the pub. No. Mercury is in its own sign, in the sign of Gemini. That's Mercury. So, very, very strong position there. Okay? Does that answer the question? Okay. All right, so I guess we're done. Yeah. You're welcome. Do you have any questions about the material today?
Just one question. All of this, you can see that the injection would have had that outcome. How much of this, once we've seen it, can we actually affect? Once we know it, can we change it?
Or
just have to navigate through it?
So it depends on the level of the karma. Sometimes we have to navigate through it, and sometimes we can change it. Sometimes it's just a question of changing an attitude, and things will change almost magically. Richard?
Yeah, I was going to ask a general question about the numbers that we produced. Do you have to look at it with the chart, or does it have any meaning?
No. You can just look at it in and of itself. That's just what an Ayurvedic practitioner would give you. Nothing to do with the chart.
And does it have any meaning if you have a high Vata?
No. It just means you have that particular constitution.
Okay.
That's all. It only has meaning if you're out of balance, if you're unhealthy, out of sync, you know, in some sort of, disease mode or like that. Thank you.
Sorry.